Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Toronto wins in six, and there are some people that are saying there should be an asterisk or this should be somehow tainted.
Come on.
I know.
That doesn't happen in the NBA. We don't put asterisks next to NBA titles. Listen, not all NBA titles are created equal, but here's the reality. You look at the way the NBA is structured, 82-game regular season. Then you have to win 16 games to win a title in the playoffs. You look at all the extra games the Warriors have played in the last five seasons. Are we surprised that guys started going down and getting hurt and that this happened to them? Listen, it's a long stretch, and long-term fatigue sets in. And, you know, my father called me an old lesson when I was a kid where it's finished the tears, and guys are stretching themselves physically year in and year out. And for the Warriors, it was a matter of time before they saw a big spate of injuries. Now, granted, you can't predict a devastating level of injuries that they got to two of their three superstar players and Durant and Thompson here in the last two games of this series. But I don't think it takes away from how well Toronto played. And, guys, I'll tell you something else. My old friend Sam Mitchell taught me this a long time ago. Sometimes when you're not necessarily considered to be the best team in the league, you still have to position yourself to be second or be third because you never know what happens. You never know when that injury happens to a team you're up against and the whole thing falls in your lap and you're there and all of a sudden where you didn't think you could grab the brass ring, it's there for you to grab because opportunity knocks. And that's what happened here with the Raptors. Masai Ujiri built a team that was designed for two things. A, to compete for a title this year. B, to be able for him to rebuild this thing on the fly starting next summer if Kawhi Leonard decides to leave. Now, listen, besides you, he may leave. He may have been, you know, we may not see him in Toronto next year. From what I understand, if not this year, then maybe the year after. Masai's not long for Toronto, so who knows what's going to happen there. But you talk about an asterisk. There's no way. The Raptors went out and earned this. They defended as well as we've seen any team defend against the Warriors during this dynasty run of theirs, and they deserve all the credit in the world.
Yeah, and speaking of that, with all the injuries that the Warriors were decimated from, you know, we already know that KD has an option on his deal. But the big question is Klay Thompson. And what do you do with Klay Thompson? You know, he got the ACL injury. What do you do if you're the Golden State Warriors? Do you offer him a contract or do you allow him to go into free agency? And if he goes into free agency, do you think there's going to be some initial offers for him?
First of all, I think there are teams that would absolutely line up, even coming off an ACL, to give him a four-year max deal. He'll play next year coming off an ACL. And an ACL is very different than an Achilles rupture. So I think that the Warriors are going to offer him a max deal. I think he will remain with the Warriors. And I think if the Warriors don't offer him a max deal, there will be other suitors. Klay Thompson is that valuable a player. And a torn ACL is not a wonderful injury, but certainly not something that you look at and feel like a guy can't return to form from. The ruptured Achilles is a little bit different with Durant. And I think in Durant's scenario, because there are teams that are desperate for relevancy that have set up to go get cap space, that still would be okay to have him essentially pay him $38 million for a redshirt year. I think he'll end up with a max contract also. But I think those are kind of unique circumstances, each individual to themselves. But I would be shocked, regardless of this injury, if Klay Thompson doesn't return to the Warriors next year on a full 5-year max deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.